This is Good Shepherd Sunday, and I have a hard time with a picture of Jesus as a young white man in a white robe cradling a little lamb. Jesus was talking to a group that knew what shepherding meant. They understood a shepherd's work to be full of anxiety, danger, and it was a dirty, lowly job. Jesus identifies himself with the work of the shepherd. The disciples, once again, didn't quite understand what Jesus was saying to them. So Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. Whoever comes to me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Look at the powerful image of a shepherd making some sort of a corral, a safe place out of rocks or whatever he could find around, so that they could all safely go inside before he lays down at the opening, so nothing could come in and nothing could go out. Sheep don't know how to take care of themselves. They won't hunt for a better pasture. They won't go and find water. They need the sheep. They need the shepherd to guide them. Notice in the reading that we can come inside the gate for rest, and once we're rested, we go back out into the pasture where our work is. Sheep just follow along whatever the shepherd says for them to do. But we as Christians aren't meant to stay inside the gate and then go out just to graze and rest. We're meant for more. And the more we're meant for is abundant life. Now, because of COVID-19, we're outside in the pasture for a whole lot longer than anybody thought. But I love the image of us being out in the pasture as much as I hate the reason that we can't be here together. The cathedral is a building, and Jesus never meant for us to stay in this beautiful building. We come here for rest, for nourishment. But then we have to go back outside. We're on the outside this time much longer than normal. Yet even as most of us are outside, you all are outside, a couple of you are inside, Tom has worked very hard to make sure that sometime during the week, we can all kind of get a glimpse of what that rest is. We have people like you who are viewing our services on the internet, and we have some new people that we've not even met. And that's something exciting that we didn't really expect. We're all the body of Christ. And our shepherd has shown us a new way to be his body. Jesus identifies as a shepherd, and he does so with compassion. He doesn't leave anybody outside who wants to come in. He reminds us that whoever comes to him will have abundant life. Jesus isn't excluding anyone, and neither should we. The gate doesn't mean that we're on the inside and those unlike us are on the outside. We're to be like the apostles in the book of Acts, taking care of each other. We are to work for the good and the health of everyone. Now, we're living through an extraordinary time in our lives, and we certainly have varied emotions running through us. There's certainly grief for all the lives lost. And sadness, especially that we can't comfort those that we want to hold close. And we can't share their joys by hugging them either. And I'm a real hugger. But we're living with uncertainty, and we're feeling more vulnerable than normal. Many have lost jobs, and many that are doing jobs that put them in a danger that they never were in before. Yet in the gospel this morning, we heard that Jesus came so that he might bring abundant life. Now, loving life and responding to God with joy is what is meant by abundant life. Jesus wasn't talking about what comes in the next life. Jesus means this life, the here and now. And we might be struggling through our emotions right now and finding life to be a bit overwhelming. But Jesus tells us to trust that he is the gate. And by believing in Jesus, we will find the joy that is meant to be ours. We're called to be the best people we can be. Jesus asks that we put our faith and trust in God and that we heed the voice of God, heed the voice of the shepherd who led us out into the pasture where we were. The Washington Institute for Faith, Vocation, and Culture aptly points out, Paul and many of the apostles were imprisoned and kept physically separated from other fellow believers following Jesus' death and resurrection in the age of the Roman persecution. What did they do? They wrote letters to other followers and churches, and those letters became part of our sacred Christian canon, encouraging and beseeching us to follow Jesus even today. They had their letters. We have our live stream church services, our texts, our calls, our letters to loved ones, our videos. We can use all these different modes of communication during this crisis season, and God can still bless it and will bless it. And this will alter the course of the church in ways we can't even yet begin to imagine. Now, there are voices telling us that we need to take care of ourselves and forget the needs of the other sheep. Ignore those who are immigrants, the poor, the homeless. They are the thieves and bandits Jesus speaks about. Those people telling us to ignore others. They're the ones who harshly judge others and others and would have us do the same. Now, I hear a lot of political rhetoric these days that tell us to reopen this country quickly. But we're hearing the scientists and the physicians telling us it isn't safe yet, and we have to keep social distancing. We may not like that, I don't like that, but it's what we as Christians are called to do at this point in time. We're called to stand in that pasture for a while longer, so that others can be safe. When we stop and listen, we can hear God's voice above all the meaningless chatter, above all the thieves and robbers and bandits. We're shown how to live so that we can promote the dignity of every human being. We are to invite others inside and have relationships that are healthy. And when we do that, we hear, he restores my soul. While we decide what to do while we wait in the pasture, pray. And remember in the 23rd Psalm, we're reminded, he leads me in paths of righteousness. Look inside your heart for how to love one another in this strange time. And that will be the right response. Amen.